Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jackson. This is Claudia Omar from Proactive Insurance, responding to the voicemail you left me yesterday. You mentioned you'd like to learn more about motorcycle insurance. Well, our most popular plan is the Platinum Protection Package, which provides you up to $250,000 in coverage, and I think it would be your best choice. The premium for the plan varies considerably depending on the motorbike you have, so I'll need to know the brand and model of your bike before I can give you an accurate quote. Please call me back today with those details if you can. Thanks.
Number 71. What is the purpose of the message? Number 72. What detail does the speaker need? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
I appreciate you joining us at Fredston Pharmaceuticals Media Event. I'm delighted to be here today as Fredston's newly appointed Chief Executive Officer to announce our intention to build a new research center in downtown Atlanta. This center will serve as the hub for all of our medical research and is scheduled to open in 9 months. The facility is expected to contribute to the creation of over 200 new jobs. More details about these will be posted on our website at a later date. We at Fredston hope that this development will solidify the company's position as the nation's top provider of pharmaceutical products.
Number 74. Where most likely is the talk taking place? Number 75. According to the speaker, what will happen in 9 months? Number 76. What will be added to the company website? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following recorded message.
You have reached Cedar Kitchen, Houston's number one spot for contemporary dining. As our staff is participating in the Southwestern Food Festival June 8th and June 9th, we will be closing at 1 p.m. each day. Our normal hours of operation of 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. will resume on Wednesday, June 10th. We greatly appreciate your patience in this matter. For details about menu offerings, please press 1. For reservations, press 2 and record your contact information and desired reservation time after the tone. Specific details regarding the Southwestern Food Festival may be obtained by visiting our website.
Number 77. When will the store return to its regular hours? Number 78. What should listeners do to make a reservation? Number 79. Why should listeners visit a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
The company has developed a new application for employees to easily navigate our intranet system from their smartphones. I accessed some sales and personnel records with it yesterday, and it was very easy to use. It will allow our sales team members to view their client records while visiting customers out of the office. I think everyone will be happy with it. The application's creator, Jay Kim, has volunteered to give everyone a tutorial this afternoon. You won't need to set aside much time for this. 20 minutes should be enough. It will be held in room 230 at 3.
Number 80. What is the announcement mainly about? Number 81. What does Jay Kim offer to do? Number 82. What does the speaker mean when he says,
20 minutes should be enough?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Hello, and welcome to our annual two-day seminar on project management. This year's event promises to be very special as we have a wide range of speakers. Now, I'd like to give you some information about our schedule. We are going to focus on planning and implementing projects for the first day and on evaluating results for the second. Both days will follow the same basic pattern. The mornings are going to begin with presentations by experienced project managers and end with panel discussions and question and answer sessions. In the afternoons, we'll break into small groups to develop action plans for specific projects. Okay, my assistant will now hand out information packets that contain details about what will be covered during the seminar.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 84. According to the speaker, what will take place in the afternoons? Number 85. What will be provided to the listeners?